Hello y bienvenidos a Aprende Inglés con The Language Coach. Un espacio para aquellos que quieren mejorar su inglés, mejorar su gramática, su pronunciación, vocabulario, expresiones idiomáticas, phrasal verbs, you name it. Aprende inglés con The Language Coach. En el episodio de hoy, discussions, discusiones. Saying what you think, diciendo lo que pensamos. Asking for clarifications, pidiendo clarificaciones. A veces nosotros utilizamos fórmulas, ¿no? Para decir, mira, en español, mira, yo creo esto, o a mí me parece que las cosas deberían ser así. Y en inglés estoy seguro que hay también este tipo de fórmulas. ¿Nos puedes contar un poquito más sobre esto?
Yeah, for sure. So you could say something like, as far as I'm concerned. So for example, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that I'll be able to go to the gym for at least 6 months during these COVID times. Mm-hmm. You could also say, I think, or in my opinion is that. Mm-hmm. In my view, or a little bit more informally, you could say, if you ask me, da 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 da.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want my opinion, this is what I think.
If you want my opinion, yeah. A lot of people, they always use the same formula. Hay mucha gente que siempre utiliza lo mismo, ¿no? It's like, well, as far as I know, but I like that one. O sea, esa traduce un poquito, bueno, tan lejos como yo sé, ¿no? Pero es como dar un poquito, bueno, esto es lo que yo sé. Pero eso no quiere decir que sea la verdad absoluta. Hay como un poco de humildad en esa, ¿no? Pero hay gente que lo utiliza tanto que ya no es tan humilde. ¿Qué tal de frases con las que de repente puedes estar de acuerdo o en desacuerdo? Por ejemplo, I totally agree or I don't agree with you. ¿Qué otras podrías tú utilizar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you totally agree, you could say something like, simply just like, yes, or exactly, or that's what I was thinking, or that's what I think too. You could say, I believe that, I agree. And if you don't agree, you can say, I'm not so sure about that, or I don't think so, or I don't agree with you. Yeah. I'm not convinced.
I'm not convinced. Okay, very good. And y otras maneras, por ejemplo, yeah, you're right. Tú puedes como de pronto conceder, ¿no? Yeah, you're right up to a point, but, ¿no? Or I don't agree at all. Es también una manera. Otra manera de dar como una concesión. Well, I understand where you're coming. Cuéntanos un poquito, sí, ¿cómo funcionan estas concesiones dentro del idioma?
Yeah, definitely. As a teacher in the classroom, I would have to do this a lot, right? Like if a student answers or is participating, but they said an incorrect answer or maybe like an insensitive answer, you still want to be polite because they're participating. So yeah, I would say something like, that's a really interesting point of view. But I think it's important to think about this, da 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 da. And I think that proves that's actually incorrect, but good thinking.
Yeah.
You could say, I agree with you up to a point, or I agree with the first half of your argument, but the second half, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Hablamos un poco con Erin de las cosas que de repente en una cultura las oímos como normal, pero cuando las dices en otro idioma, de repente nos ofenden.
¿Tú crees en nuestras culturas
la gente tiende a ofenderse un poquito. Pero ¿cómo funciona en Estados Unidos? La gente, ¿tú crees que la gente se ofende si tú estás en desacuerdo o estás más, o la gente está mucho más acostumbrada a este tipo de situaciones?
Yeah, I think it depends on the topic and the person. I think when it comes to politics in this country, people kind of believe what they believe, or religion, they believe what they believe, and you're not really gonna get anywhere in a conversation, possibly. So I think it just depends on the person, and the best advice I could give is to just always try to be as polite as possible when you're disagreeing with somebody. But I think all the examples that we just spoke about, I think those would not be offensive on their own. So if someone were to be offended, it's just because they're looking for a fight.
Fair enough. Now, a veces tú no le entiendes a la persona y cómo puedes pedir, digamos, clarificación, ¿no? Como, ¿qué es lo que quieres decir o qué es lo que estás diciendo exactamente? Por ejemplo, what is it you're trying to say? Este tipo de frases. ¿Qué frases utilizas o puedes utilizar?
Yeah, I would ask, I'm sorry, I didn't fully get that. Could you say that again, or could you say that in a different way, please? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I say that all the time in Spanish. Like, can you say that again, but with different words? Like, for a child.
Está, sí, puedes explicarme esto como para un niño.
Exactly. Yeah, or you could say, what do you mean? Or I'm sorry, I don't understand. Can you say that again? Can you repeat that?
Okay, very good. If there is an expression that says, well, it crossed my mind, cruzó por mi mente. Eso exactamente qué significa?
Yeah, if something crosses your mind, it means that you had a thought of it. So if you crossed my mind, it means that I thought of you.
Okay, very good. And what would be the difference between cross your mind and come to mind?
To come to mind would be to think of it in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like it's come to my mind now in this moment. And for something to cross your mind, you would use that one referring to the past. So you could say, oh yeah, that crossed my mind for a second, but then I realized it wasn't really a good idea. So when something crosses your mind, it's more fleeting. It's more like it just comes in real quick and then goes away. It doesn't really stay with you. But if something comes to mind, it means you're remembering it and thinking of it in the moment actively.
I'm thinking of it, yeah. And ¿y cuál sería la diferencia con la expresión bear in mind?
To bear something in mind is to keep it in mind. So it's to remember it and to think of it. So before you ride your bike on the street, you should bear in mind that some cars drive fast on this street. So you should be careful.
Okay, es como tener en cuenta. O sea, bear in mind es tener en cuenta. Come to mind es que es literalmente me viene a colación. Es decir, lo tengo presente. Y cross my mind es como básicamente, bueno, se me cruzó por la cabeza. Está muy bien. Pero bueno, suficiente con the mind. Y let's go with the hair. En inglés hay una expresión que a mí me encanta. Obviamente no aplica a mí, por lo que si ustedes han visto una foto mía, soy completamente calvo. Pero es cuando tienes un bad hair day, que traduce un día de mal cabello o un día de mal pelo. Pero en realidad, ¿qué quiere decir eso? When you have a bad hair day, what does that really mean?
Yeah, so you could literally have a bad hair day. Your hair could literally be a mess. But it also can refer to you're just like not really feeling or looking that great in the moment. Like you're just kind of sloppy and a little unorganized. Bad hair day.
Would you actually, tú podrías utilizar a bad hair day para decir que las cosas no te están saliendo bien?
No, only for your physical appearance.
Only for your physical appearance. Okay. Now, to blow someone's mind is explotar la mente de alguien. Pero en inglés, yo sé que eso quiere decir algo completamente diferente. What does it mean? Oh my God, that blew my mind, or that blows your mind. ¿Qué quiere decir eso?
Yeah, it means that you just saw something or learned something or watched a video or something that blew your mind. It means that you did not know that information before, and now it's almost like your worldview has like now changed. Like you saw something that you didn't think was possible. And it could be as silly as like a dog playing the piano, that could blow your mind, or like scientific facts and information could also blow your mind. Like, whoa, like the sun weighs that many pounds. Whoa, I had no idea that was possible.
I had no idea that was, yeah. This, does the sun weigh? What the hell? I mean, yeah, fair enough. Dogs playing piano. I like that one. All right. So we'll leave you with dogs playing piano. at the end. Very good. Super, super.
Nos encantó tenerlos en este episodio de Aprende Inglés con The Language Coach. Como vimos, expresiones que nos sirven para decir que estamos de acuerdo o en desacuerdo con alguien, expresiones que tienen que ver con the mind, con la mente, con el pelo, dogs playing poker. Es un placer tenerlos acá y hasta el próximo episodio.